Dr. Dubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious, glorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus is the bread of life, and we're told over in the book of Peter to taste and see that the Lord is good. And, oh, beloved, he is so good. He is so wonderful. And what a privilege and what a blessing it is to belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, to be his property, to be his slave, beloved, to be his bondservant, to let him be Lord of every situation, of every circumstance. Oh, beloved, you can trust in him with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. He will direct and guide your path. Well, it's our joy to come to you again today. And, beloved, I invite you to communicate with us, to write to us. It would be our privilege to hear from you. And if you'll get a pencil and paper, I'll give you our mailing address. It's very simple and easy to communicate with us through snail mail, as we call it. And you can write to us at Bob, B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S, Bob Griggs, first line, second line, capital P period, capital O period, capital B-O-X, stands for our post office box. The number is 825, post office box 825. On the next line, you will put Ignacio. That's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C, capital O, period. That stands for Colorado. That's the abbreviation. Ignacio is the town. Colorado is the state. And then the zip code is 811-37-0825. Now, even if you mess up on the town or the state, if you have the correct zip code, we'll still get it. Again, it's Ignacio, capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C, capital O, period, 811-37-0825. And then you will put on the next line, USA. USA. That stands for United States of America. We do need that last information, otherwise we'll not get your letter or your card. And so, USA, our United States of America, should be on the last line of the address. Now today we're continuing in the book of Ephesians, and we're talking about the filling of the Holy Spirit and the blessing, the wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit, and being filled with the Holy Spirit by yielding and submitting every area of our heart and our life to the Lord Jesus, not having or harboring any sin, having any evil habit in our life, but turning everything over to the Lord, telling him he can do with us, in us, and through us whatever he wants to do, no matter what it costs, no matter what it involves, no matter what it may mean. Beloved, if you'll do that, you can have God's best in your life, and the Holy Spirit of God can direct your steps and guide your path and transform your life into a vessel God can use greatly to His honor, His glory, and His praise. And thus we're reading here in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, "Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." As alcohol affects a man's behavior and conduct and speech and actions and attitude, so the Spirit-filled life will have an impact on your speech, verse 19, on your attitude, verse 20, and on your relationships, beginning with verse 21. And we were at verse 22, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord." As the wife submits to her husband's leadership as the head of the home, as she submits to him, she's submitting to the Lord, verse 23. "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." That is, Christ is the Savior of the body of believers, which makes up the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the husband is the head of the wife. He's the one that's to make final decisions, but if he's a wise head, he'll listen to his wife. He'll take into consideration when there's a decision to be made to think about her input, to listen to what she suggests. Because I found out that I married a very wise and smart lady when I married Verna. And she has a lot of insight that I don't have sometimes when there's decisions and choices that have to be made. And there's times when I say, "Your idea's better than mine, honey. We're going to do what you suggested because that's better than what I was thinking." And, beloved, not being proud and arrogant, but submitting to one another as verse 21 tells us, "submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." And so humbling ourselves and listening to the input of our wives is a wise head, a wise husband, who will, as the head of the home and making the final decision, listen to what the wife says. And if he realizes it's a better way of doing things than he was thinking, then he will find he makes the right decisions by listening to her. I remember a man one time that saved a lot of headache by listening to his wife. There were some other men that had a financial deal going that was guaranteed to double the money that they put into this financial deal. And his wife said, "Honey, I don't think we ought to invest $10,000 in it. It doesn't sound right to me." And so he said, "Well, all right then," and he didn't do it. And 6 months later, all the other guys that got involved in it were in jail because it was a wrong scheme. It was a wicked thing that they were doing. And this man's wife saved him from going to jail by speaking up, and he saved himself from going there by listening to his wife. Oh, beloved, how we as men of God and the head of the home need to be wise and making right choices and right decisions and taking into account the suggestions of our wives and what their feelings are, because the truth of the matter is God's given women a sixth sense. They can sense things that we men many times miss and don't grasp. And I've been saved a lot of times from making bad mistakes by listening to my wife and the things that she's told me to be aware of. And by watching what she said, I found it to be true and that she was right. And it saved me a lot of heartache and hurting for our family if I had gone ahead and done the other way of going rather than listening to her. So a wise husband as the head of the home, will listen to the input of his wife and will take into consideration what his wife has to say. Verse 24, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Now, it's a hard thing sometimes for a wife to be submissive to her husband. It's a hard thing. Wives, this is a part of the curse that was placed upon the wife in the Garden of Eden, is that she will not want to yield to her husband's leadership. She will want to do things her way, and she'll want to run things her way. And if the wife is allowed to run the household, then, beloved, it creates all kinds of problems. It creates a real dysfunctional family, and it will carry over to the children and affect their families if a wife is not submissive to her husband as the Word of God dictates that she should be. And if the husband does not take the role of leadership and headship, for it is his responsibility, and he will have to give an account to Almighty God concerning it. Now notice he tells us in verse 25, husbands, love your wives. How much are we to love our wives? Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. That's how much I'm to love Verna, my wife, as much as Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church. There's times when a husband has to give himself for his wife. My sweetheart wife presently has 12 broken vertebrae. She has lupus and osteoporosis and Barrett's disease, and I've had to give up my local ministry in order to care for her needs and to take care of her and to look after her needs. But because of that, I've focused on the radio ministry that God has given us, and we've seen far more people come to Jesus Christ through this radio broadcast. We've seen far more churches established through this broadcast. We've seen mission fields opened up through this broadcast that we would not have known had she not become ill and had I not given myself over to caring for her needs and obeying the admonition of God's Word. Till next time, goodbye.